I just felt so comfortable with, you know, Cheppy being in his presence. Like, we're an extended family of each other.
I never wanted to betray that trust that she granted me in, like, coming into this. And, like, I felt like I was being welcomed into this family. It's like, I can't drop the ball here. Like, I want to be my best and do my best.
Mentor means you are demonstrating you care to your mentee. The relationship is built upon the mentor showing the young person they matter. It's one of the most important elements of building trust. But what if we were to tell you that this demonstration of care for another person goes beyond the mentor and the youth, and that mentors can show they care about the family and vice versa? Welcome to the Big Ideas Podcast from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. I'm your host, Abby Fisher, from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Ohio. This podcast series focuses on the practical ways that mentors and the families of youth build strong relationships that make their mentoring experience more rewarding, successful, and long-lasting. This episode features the experiences of mentor Jake Casado, known as Big Brother, and mom, Angela Hernandez, who is the mother of Cheppy. Jake has been Cheppy's Big Brother for more than 4 years through Big Brother's Big Sisters Services of Greater Richmond. During this time, the three of them have learned a great deal about what it means to express care, which lays a foundation of trust, communication, and mutual affection. Talking with Jake and Angela, it is clear that not only do they make each other feel valued, but that they have also demonstrated to each other that they are dependable. They've built a mutual trust over time.
My name is Jake Casado.
And my name is Angela Hernandez.
I felt like I was being welcomed into this family. It's like, I can't drop the ball here. Like, I want to be my best and do my best because she's inviting me to the family and, like, all this stuff. I never wanted to betray that trust that she granted me.
I feel like I put a lot of pressure on him right now.
Oh, no, that was, like, from the start. Like, now it's all good. Like,
And, you know, you were talking about the long term. You know, I feel like maybe, I mean, and I don't know about other bigs or parents, but I feel like sometimes it could be like it's a short term investment, kind of, maybe. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like Jake and I are more long term. I mean, I think we're like 4 to 5 years in or something like that. This is an investment, you know, a long term investment versus a quick fix or something like that, you know. I think it's how you look at it. I think that's got something to do with it too.
One of the main ways Angela and Jake express care for one another is their commitment to working together for Cheppy. But how do you build that from the start?
I would go to his games and then, like, we would sit next to each other on the sidelines and stuff. And that's how we got to, like, connect on a deeper level, just me and her. And so that was, like, a good opportunity to do that. Just looking back, that's how we got, like, a lot closer, I feel.
I agree with Jake. That did help us, you know, get a lot closer. What with me, it was very easy for me because I felt very comfortable and safe that Jake had, you know, been checked out prior to all of this. And just the extent of the matching process, I just felt so comfortable with, you know, Cheppy being in his presence to the point now that I feel like we're just like one big family. I feel like I can always reach out to Jake if I, you know, if I need him for a certain situation. So I guess through all of the calls and the sitting next to each other during all of the games, and then we do have like some family time together. Even with his mom, that all of that just, you know, it just grows. The pickup and the drop off to Jake, where you always come in the house, that gives us time too to, you know, talk about things, get to know each other. So I think, yeah, the pickup and the drop-off process plays a big part of that also.
Angela, Jake, and Cheppy found that it was important to communicate clear expectations to everyone about all the practical issues that can otherwise become awkward or complicated.
We said everything came naturally, but if for some people that didn't come naturally, like I think some things that we do is just to be clear on like, you know, how are things going to be paid for, you know, if you go into an outing, which that was another thing that just came naturally to us is like, all right, just Venmo me or whatever. And yeah. Another thing being just the expectation of how often you're going to hang out and like what that expectation is. For me, it's basically like anytime I'm not out of town, like we get together. And for some people, maybe they have busier lives, so it's like twice a month or something. Having that conversation, because the expectations could be different from the parent versus the big, and that could lead to clashes. But for us, it was natural.
I agree with Jake also as far as like the expectations. And I mean, it definitely needs to be, because it could be off, you know. I feel like Cheppy and Jake are like, their schedule is really, I mean, it's perfect, you know, because sometimes we're gone and then sometimes Jake's gone. But at the end of the day, there's not a long period of time that goes by that if, even if it's just, hey, let's play, you know, let's play whatever those games are y'all play, you know, even if it's that, you know, or, if like, for example, if I know that Cheppy's like in a certain mood, I can just send Jake a text and say, hey, can you check in with Cheppy? I feel like a lot of it is just, you got the communication. That's what's very important, you know, about what each one of the expectations are. Because like Jake said, it could be different.
Over time, the expectations may become more fluid to reflect the relationship growth and changes. Sometimes patterns will shift to express care in unexpected but heartwarming ways.
I'm sure Jake gets tag team sometimes, because I think I'll send a message to Jake and Jake says, oh yeah, we're blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh.
There has been times, especially recently, we've gotten really close. Like I recently went through like a breakup, for example. And then he's like, since when I told him, he was like texting me every week for like a while. Like, Are you doing okay?
In the end, the success of the match between Jake and Cheppy was shaped and enriched by the way Angela and Jake approached their relationship. From the beginning, they both made an effort to express care, communicate, and get to know each other, much like you'd welcome a new family member.
I think of this, I almost looked at it like a family. And maybe that's part of why it worked, is like we saw each other as like family and whatever. And it was like literally like brothers and mom, and like it's just all connected in that way. And
I mean, I trust that he's going to do the right thing, and he's going to make the right decision, because he does have a good head on his shoulders. I've got to be honest, the trust with Jake can be a little higher than true blood.
It means a lot. Yeah. I'm trying not to get emotional now too.
That's awesome.
I can get emotional really easy on this. I think that about this all the time, about how close we all are. So it's something else.
Thanks, Angela and Jake. Your experience reminds us how important it is for families and bigs to express care by the ways they build trust, communicate, and show affection for and interest in one another. This care is the foundation upon which other dimensions of relationships can grow. Thanks for all you do to cultivate developmental relationships. The Big Ideas podcast is provided through a partnership between Big Brothers Big Sisters of America and Search Institute. For more information, visit bbbs.org.